U.S. President Donald Trump's outlook on Ukraine, its defense against Russia, and the future of European security is vastly different from his predecessors. For decades, the United States was the main force guaranteeing safety on the European continent. But over the last few weeks, President Trump and his representatives painted a very different picture. The Atlantic Council, a Washington-based think tank, calls it a wake-up call for Europe, and its experts describe the reactions from different countries in a recently published blog post. Those experts also laid out possible responses. European countries and their militaries might take in light of this new paradigm. We can't go over every reaction and recommendation, but here are the highlights. For starters, all the Atlantic Council experts agree. European leaders are still in a state of shock following the remarks from the U.S. leadership. For instance, President Trump saying Ukraine started the war, and its leader was a dictator because there weren't any elections over the last 3 years. For the sake of the truth, Russian President Vladimir Putin ordered the invasion of Ukraine. Ukraine's constitution prohibits elections during a war, and if anyone in the world meets the description of a dictator, it's Vladimir Putin. The Atlantic Council says it's this separation from facts, though, that has many Europeans wondering if the U.S. is even still an ally. Therefore, in order to best secure Europe's safety in the future, the Atlantic Council says Europe needs to strengthen its leverage with the Trump administration and with Russia. How can it do that? By each country playing to its strengths. The AC suggests Italy could use its air force to help secure Ukrainian airspace. The Italian army is stretched thin, but its air force is fairly large and is already flying missions in the Baltics. France and the UK both said they were open to sending troops to Ukraine in some sort of peacekeeping capacity. Even before the most recent revelations from the White House, French President Emmanuel Macron was saying Europe should have strategic autonomy or else it could die. The Atlantic Council says Macron likely has what he needs to win that argument now. In the UK, the Brits are wondering if the concept of an international rules-based order is being replaced with the old might is right attitude of diplomacy. The Brits are still upset. President Trump opened up negotiations directly with Putin while excluding Ukraine and everyone else. British Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer does have a good relationship with Trump, which the AC says he could use to try and build some bridges between the US and Europe. Germany is Ukraine's biggest supporter in Europe, both financially and militarily. Conversely, the German military itself is in a very sorry state of readiness after more than a decade of being underfunded. Germany also doesn't have nukes like the UK and France, which means it relies more on the US for strategic deterrence. So the Germans are in a bit of an awkward position, and if a call came out for Europe to muster forces to send to Ukraine, Germany may not have anyone to send. Poland and the Baltics are all in favor of increased defensive spending. Poland is the only European country spending close to 5% of its GDP on defense. Lithuania, Latvia, and Estonia are willing to meet that threshold too, and want Europe to take more of a lead in its own defense. But the Baltic states are taking a more nuanced approach, saying the US should still be the backstop to guarantee security on the continent. Poland's push to arm itself and cut its dependence on Russian oil earned it the moniker of Model Ally from U.S. Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth. Poland's prime minister says the country will not send troops to Ukraine, largely because the two nations fought a war in the early 20th century. But to get around that bad blood, the Atlantic Council says Poland could send soldiers to Estonia, which would free up the Brits stationed there, so they can be redeployed to Ukraine, if it comes to that. Will it, though? No one really knows at this point. The one thing that is clear, the current U.S. administration's staunch stance, the days of Europeans relying on American firepower for protection are over.